the MoneyWeb Crypto Podcast, where we discuss all things crypto-related. Your host, Kieran Ryan.
A new crypto exchange is on its way with a very African feel and with ambitions to bring crypto and stock trading to the entirety of the African continent. Founded by Tulani Mtunzi, the exchange is called Mansa Musa, named after the Malian ruler who transformed that country into an African trading empire. Tulani worked as an IT consultant for several Zimbabwean companies and then developed software for the Zimbabwe Stock Exchange. It was when he got involved in forex and stock trading himself that he realized the shortcomings of the existing trading platforms that were available. So he decided he was going to do something about it and launch his own. Welcome, Tulani. It's good to have you on the MoneyWeb Crypto Podcast. Can you explain why you felt the need to set up another crypto exchange, quite in addition to the ones that we already have in South Africa? And what were the shortcomings that you identified with existing platforms?
Well, thank you. Well, first of all, I just want to say thank you for inviting me on the show, Karen. And hello to all your listeners. Well, I noticed a couple of flaws which was holding the crypto trading space in Africa back, such as poor technical architecture and support of the existing platforms that are on the market, as well as poorly designed user interfaces, which really doesn't delight the mainstream users, and lack of adequate security, which is another issue as well. Especially considering that now there are quite a lot of scams out there, that is important, as well as a lot of hackers that are targeting crypto exchanges, as well as being way too complex, which excludes a lot of people.
Okay, so Mansa Musa, as I mentioned in the intro, he was the great Malian leader. Mali was a gold empire. It's where the name Gold Coast, which is actually Ghana, but that whole area was known for gold. It was a massive trading empire in its day. You've obviously got ambitions that go far beyond South Africa and Zimbabwe in the region. You're looking at the entire African continent. So what will Mansa Musa offer that others don't?
Well, Mansa Musa is more than just a crypto exchange. It's the most straightforward investing platform in Africa. It lowers the barrier to investing in different types of asset types in Africa, which includes your stocks, your crypto, ETFs, forex, commodities, and so much more. So in short, our platform is more secure, it's got more options for investors, and it's very, very easy to use as compared to what is there on the market at the moment.
I mean, you talk about security, and I've spoken to all of the existing exchanges that we have in South Africa, Valor, Luna, Altcoin Trader. They've invested massive amounts of money in security, and they see this as the number one issue. None of them wants to suffer a cyber attack or a hack. You're saying you're going to go a step beyond that?
Yes, well, on our platform, users will not have to give us their keys to their wallets. We will have a wallet system that users can use to integrate with our platform. So in that way, we don't keep any user wallet information, which increases the likelihood of our users are losing their coins or their money. And we also have added other steps to it. We are also ISO compliant. We do meet with international cybersecurity standards. Our platform does meet up to international security standards. So our users can be rest assured that their information with us is secure, as well as their trades, as well as any money that they use to buy or sell any assets or any stocks or crypto or anything like that. The likelihood of any cyber attack or hack is very, very, very slim on our platform.
So what's your on-ramp? Are you going to have a fiat on-ramp, or in order to trade on your exchange, are you going to need crypto in the first place? Tell us a little bit about that side.
Yes, well, I did mention that most trading platforms are very complicated. And currently, there are quite a number of exchanges out there that first need you to have crypto in order to trade. But our platform doesn't need all of that. With ours, all you just need is a card that will link to your wallet. There'll be a wallet section on the app. You just connect your card to your wallet, and then from there, you can trade with the money that is there in your bank account. It's as easy as that. It'll take you less than 10 seconds to get started. All you just need is a bank account and a card, and you're good to go.
Do you recommend a particular wallet like MetaMask, or is there another one you have in mind?
There's a wallet called SourSour. It's a wallet that is going to be launched sometime within the next 3 months, from my understanding. And from all the wallets that I've seen on the market, that wallet will be the most secure. And I would recommend all crypto traders in Africa to use that wallet.
How do you spell that?
Okay, so SourSour is spelled as S-A-W-A, S-A-W-A.
SourSour, okay. Good. How did you get into this field? You've got a background in IT, and you've also done some software development for the Zimbabwe Stock Exchange. I guess it was that sounds like a fairly smooth transition, but maybe give us a bit of your background.
Just as you mentioned, my background is in IT. I studied telecommunications and computer network engineering, and I've been tinkering with online trading since about 2011, 2012, thereabout. I became an IT consultant in 2014, providing consultancy to different companies. My services included computer networking, and then later I pivoted to software development, which I mainly did for financial institutions like banks and the Zimbabwe Stock Exchange, since I had experience with building highly secure real-time systems, which required high availability. And it was during this time I decided to stop Forex because the platforms that were on the market were way too complicated and not well built. And I became more active in investing in stocks. And it was sometime around 2020, I decided to buy shares that were listed on the Johannesburg Stock Exchange from Zimbabwe. I was living in Zimbabwe. So I contacted a broker in Johannesburg who then told me that I needed about $5,000 to invest and would need to open a bank account in South Africa, which is not possible for a foreign national. And I also noticed how slow communication was between me and him. So I figured that placing orders would be slow and would result in me buying shares at a bad price. Of course, this is what led me to look for alternative and easier ways of buying international stocks. When I say international, I'm also referring to stocks that are listed on African stock exchanges, as well as platforms that would also enable me to trade Forex. And I went online to do that. And instead of finding a solution, what I found were online forums that had people who pretty much had the same problem as I had, right? Investors who wanted to buy stocks in other countries and were looking for ways of doing it, as well as looking for platforms that were easier to use than what was currently there on the market. So I quickly realized that I was not the only one having that problem. And then I remembered at that time that I had built an automated trading system for the Zimbabwe Stock Exchange. And I thought to myself, well, if there's anyone who can solve this problem, it's that person is me. And I also looked at other reasons, like why African startups and private companies never achieve big IPOs as Western companies. And obviously, that's because of poorly functioning stock exchanges in Africa. I also looked at the state of the provision of pension services in Africa, the high unemployment rates, the rise in mobile phone technology usage and internet penetration, and the increasing number of scams, the savings culture in Africa, especially among African women who form savings clubs. This is what led me to realize that properly functioning financial markets could solve a myriad of problems in Africa. These problems, right, plus the rise in demand for safe and convenient online trading services for crypto, forex, commodities, is what led me to then start Mansa Musa.
Okay, now you've made it clear that you're going to start off with cryptos, but you're also planning to move into trading of forex and stocks and commodities and I guess whatever else is tradable. Now, I think the question that a lot of people will probably want to know is, are you going to allow direct access to stocks on the Johannesburg Stock Exchange, or are these going to be a derivative of that, like contracts for differences or CFDs? What's your plan on that?
Okay, so we are going to provide derivatives on our platform, but of course, users will also have a choice to trade directly on the Johannesburg Stock Exchange. It depends on what the user is trying to achieve. If the user would like to have the benefits that are associated with direct access to trading on the Johannesburg Stock Exchange, they'll be able to have that option on the platform, as well as some don't really need those benefits. For them, derivatives will be available. So the end user or the investor will have many options, which is what we want to provide on the platform. It all just depends on what you prefer. But all those options will be there, direct as well as derivatives.
Will you then also be offering shares that are listed, for example, on the Botswana Stock Exchange or the Zimbabwe Stock Exchange or Kenyan Stock Exchange?
That's actually the reason why I decided to build this platform. Imagine yourself, right, in Johannesburg, buying shares on the Uganda Stock Exchange, for example, in real time, eh? Just by tapping a button on your phone, right? You can do that with the app. You can buy shares that are listed on any African exchange in real time.
Okay. That's going to be pretty much an Africa first and a world first, I would imagine, where you'll be able to purchase all these stocks across different African exchanges on your phone.
Yes, exactly.
And when is this likely to launch? So your first phase, I guess, is crypto. You're going to be releasing the app for crypto trading, presumably because cryptos are not regulated or not as regulated as stocks. But give us the planned rollout.
Okay, so the initial rollout will be cryptocurrencies. We're planning on rolling that out at the end of the year, which is this year, 2022. And then we will add stocks sometime early 2023, and we'll add them in stages. So it's not going to be like a total rollout of all exchanges. It's going to be Johannesburg Stock Exchange, and then we'll add other exchanges over a period of 10 months in the next year, 2023.
One of the things that we've been noticing, and why I think this is very timely, what you're doing, is the rate of crypto adoption in Africa is kind of exploding right now. And it's exploding from Nigeria to South Africa to Zimbabwe, all over, because there's a loss of faith in the traditional national fiat currencies. You've probably observed this. A lot of people are using cryptos to do peer-to-peer transactions, to make payments, to do transactions and remittances and things like that. Is this part of the reason behind what you're doing? Is you see this rate of adoption, and I think people just want more choice, and they want it at low cost, and they want it as securely as possible.
Yes, just as you said, people want more choice, which is also what Mansa Musa is all about, providing investors with options, with investment opportunities, which is something that has not been there in Africa for a long time. It's here to provide investing as well as savings inclusion in Africa. It's also something that we noticed, because initially it was a platform that was for stock trading, but of course we realized the demand for a secure way of buying and selling crypto in Africa, and then decided to also add cryptocurrencies to it. And over time, we also add other different types of assets types on the platform, so users can look forward to that.
I mean, will you be offering direct access to cryptos, or will it be a derivative of a crypto, like a Bitcoin CFD? Or is it going to, if a person buys Bitcoin, he's actually going to own that Bitcoin?
Yes, it's a direct access to cryptocurrencies. So you'll be able to buy your cryptocurrency, and you'll be able to transfer it to someone else if you want. That cryptocurrency will belong to you. If you buy one Bitcoin, that Bitcoin is yours.
Okay, and where can people go for more information?
Well, they can log on to our website, which is mansamusa.exchange. They can also look for us on YouTube, as well as Twitter, as well as Facebook. Just Mansa Musa Exchange, and you'll see our handle there.
Well, Tulani, we're going to leave it there. This is a fascinating story. It's very exciting, I think, what you've got planned. And we look forward to seeing the progress of this project, where we really are going to have the closest we've ever got to a Pan-African stock exchange, all delivered on your phone, along with cryptos. And of course, cryptos are going to be the first thing that you offer. We wish you the very best of that. And please let us know how it goes.
Yes, thank you very much, Kieran. I appreciate that. And goodbye to all your viewers.
Thanks for listening to the MoneyWeb Crypto Podcast, hosted by Kieran Ryan. To listen to our other podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the MoneyWeb app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.